WTAW News time is 6:06. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A rotten banana can get to the point of smelling like natural gas. The odor led to a brief evacuation on the A&M campus yesterday morning.
The item was in a trash can and had been there for quite some time.
Lieutenant Alan Barone at University Police says there was a full response to the blocker building.
To help with the evacuation of the building as well as to locate the source of the smell. And very fortunate that it was not natural gas.
The ripe banana was found in a third floor trash container. The Brazos County Jail was kept busy last weekend with alcohol-related offenses.
Jail records indicate 22 arrests for drunk driving, another 13 for public intoxication, and undercover operations from police departments in both cities busting parties involving underage drinking. What College Station Police calls its party patrol, driving an unmarked pickup, spotted an open garage door and a beer pong game going on at 2819 Horseback. That's east of the freeway between Raintree and Southwest Parkway. Everyone at that party appeared to be under 21, say police. While the hosts were not arrested, one of the approximately 20 guests was arrested for attempting to flee officers. And in Bryan, three officers walked up with beer cans in hand to an apartment complex on Carter Creek between 29th and Briar Oaks. They learned they were at a fraternity sorority rush party that had more than 150 people, and that location had hosted similar events the past three weekends. While those who were undercover stayed in character, four more officers made eight arrests. Three were taken to jail for furnishing alcohol to a minor. Four underage drinkers were ticketed for possessing alcohol, and the fifth minor was also cited for providing a false identity. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Brazos County jail inmate was hospitalized after being beaten by another inmate. Sheriff Chris Kirk says the incident was the result of hard feelings over a basketball game in the recreation yard.
The victim in the assault had left the rec yard, was in the dormitory, for some reason got up off of his bunk, went through the door, and as soon as he entered the rec yard, the other inmate just started attacking him.
The sheriff says jail staff followed all procedures.
We've certainly looked at the situation and analyzed it, and we believe our staff did everything they could in response to that, quick response, and got appropriate medical care and did all the things they were expected to do.
Kirk says the victim, 20-year-old Devontae Shepherd of College Station, had surgery to repair a broken jaw and is back in jail. 20-year-old Adrian Monroe of Bryan was arrested for aggravated assault. College Station water customers continue to use amounts close to daily production capacity.
Labor Day was really high for us. I think we did right at 26 million gallons, which is, you know, that puts us right up into our worry zone. But then it came back down. We're averaging about 24 million gallons per day.
Jennifer Nations at College Station Utilities urges those who water lawns to reduce the number of days, but take more time per session to provide root systems time to absorb more. Organizers of College Station's 75th anniversary continue to finalize plans of upcoming events. Committee Chairwoman Linda Harvell says they will be moving exhibit items to the Bush Library this Friday.
We're going to have Randy Mattson's Olympic shot put medal. Sherry Smith Frisk, who graduated a couple of years ahead of me, her dad was the youngest coach on the 1939 national football team, and we have his ring to put on display. We have some vintage core uniforms and things like that that are being donated by families here in the area.
Harvell says volunteers and sponsors are still being recruited for the anniversary weekend, November 15th and 16th. Contact information's online at WTAW.com. Fake airline vouchers are back. Bill McGuire at the Better Business Bureau says the scammers will claim they've tried to contact you on repeated occasions.
Recipients are instructed to call and redeem the voucher for a travel certificate, but in the end are giving schemers access to personal information. BBB advises never give your credit card number or your social security number or bank account information to pay for taxes, fees, or shipping costs for anything that you may have won or are getting for free.
McGuire says those running legitimate sweepstakes will never make winners pay fees. And there's a new leader of the A&M Health Science Center. Assistant Vice Chancellor Brett Girard was the point man in creating A&M Center for Innovation in Advanced Development and Manufacturing. That's the facility working with the federal government and pharmaceutical companies, which has the potential of generating $3 billion over the next 25 years. Girard moves into the new role October 1st. That's about a year after Nancy Dickey stepped down, which followed the decision to return the center to the control of the flagship university. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 73 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Buffy Simink. If I'm in front of a grill or behind the wheel of my race car, I couldn't ask for anything more. But my life changed when I was pinned under my car and trailer and I stopped breathing. I am grateful that I was taken to St. Joseph Trauma Center. I had massive internal injuries, but the doctors and nurses put me back together again. Today, I'm back to doing the things that I love, and I owe it all to St. Joseph. They saved my life.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
A little ribbon of moisture will continue to feed around high pressure this morning. Could result in a shower or a thunderstorm of clouds and sun. High staying near 90, at least through the morning. The best chance for a shower is off to our east. Partly cloudy tonight, 75. Tomorrow, partial sunshine near 95. Tomorrow night, skies are clear. Lows will be near 75 degrees. Thursday, it's going to be partly sunny, and the highs on Thursday are probably going to be up around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Vern Lundquist from CBS says this is the biggest first game he's called in the 14 years he's done it for CBS. Aggie standout Randy Bullock wins one for the Texans. Also had other Monday night action with the Eagles. Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic squared off in the U.S. Open. Plus a whole lot more in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:52.
What do you call this? A ribbon of rain? Is that what that was?
A ribbon of moisture. Will
a
continue.
Ribbon of moisture.
So course. Poetic.
Don't misquote him.
No, that's right. So, and it is. It is off to the east. Looks like more than like a glob than a ribbon, but nonetheless. And it's raining in Houston right now. I mean, smack dab right inside the loop.
The finer nuances of weather reporting.
Well, look. I mean, you know, the weather people on TV never say stuff like that, and it's what it is. I mean, it's a glob. A bunch of, or one of that stuff.
A bunch of.
A yeah. big bow.
Yeah. Did you get rain on your vacation?
I did, and it was great.
You didn't bring it back, though.
Well, it's raining, so.
Where?
In different areas.
Yeah, okay, great. Yeah.
Somewhere on the planet, we're seeing
kinda
precipitation.
Kind of we wanted here. All right, now, you know, from time to time, we talk about the oldest living person.
Oh, yourself?
I'm sorry?
Oh!
I believe so, no. And then, of course, it always changes.
Well, and, yeah, because we, never right. mind.
Oh.
That has a short-lived.
But that's what, and I think we found another category like that.
Really?
It could, in fact, be the Mississippi alligator weight record.
We broke it already last week and we did it again?
Three times now.
Wow.
Mississippi officials say a group of gator hunters, a 741.5-pound catch, broke the state record only a week after it was set twice in one day.
Oh, my goodness.
Officials confirmed the gator caught Sunday by Dalco Turner, Johnny Ratcliffe, Jennifer Ratcliffe, and Jimmy Greer now hold a new state record for a caught male gator. The catch, which equaled the state record for length at 13 feet 6.5 inches, came in last week after Beth Trammell. And it doesn't say that we had like a team Trammell. I believe Beth is the only one who's listed as opposed to Dalco and his buddies where they got like four of them. But anyway, and I don't think she pulled it onto the boat by herself. But anyway, the record then was 723 pounds Her record broken an hour later by a guy whose catch was 727 pounds.
That's just gross.
Now we're at 741 pounds. So that's about 2,200 pounds worth of gator right there that they've taken out of the swamps in Mississippi.
Oh, my goodness.
Sadly enough, there was not a cable network there to capture any of it.
Oh, that's disappointing.
It is. Do like gator cam.
Bill will be upset about that, too.
Yeah, well, we should have it.
He was fairly involved with that story.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
He knew more, yes.
I'm really glad to hear you had other things going on besides urinal cakes and sexy cheerleading uniforms.
Yes, well, we did. Yes, we had.
We did that too, though.
Gators too, yeah.
You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good
Now, cheerleading uniforms and gator wrestling.
Now, that would be interesting.
There's a cable show.
There we are.
Honey, where'd you go?
Home.
You've left me in the forest. What am I supposed to do?
Check your laptop for AggielandHelpWanted.com.
You left me in the forest!
Get a job. They have hundreds of local jobs. Drivers, electricians, plumbers, heating, air, and post your resume. It's free.
This is crazy! Get away!
Are you okay?
Well, I thought I saw a big bear.
Well, check it out. AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Actually, it was a bunny rabbit, but it was big!
Long name, amazing results.
618, News Talk 1620, WTAW, day 253. We've got 112 of them before we say sayonara to the year. My gosh, it's International Makeup Day.
Are you celebrating?
I don't know. No. I don't know if that means that you're supposed
to
wear...
Am I making up with you? Or
no, I think it has
makeup.
To do with makeup. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Can't say. But anyway, it's Swap Ideas Day. All right. It's Cheap Advice Day. Like that.
Worth
every
penny.
Sure. Take Goofy Photos Day. I think that happens quite a bit. And
certainly.
It's Sewing Machine Day.
That's nice.
There you are. Okay, for birthdays.
Jory Votto is 30 from the Cincinnati Reds. Ryan Phillippe is 39. Reese Witherspoon's husband. Uh-huh. Ex-husband, sorry.
Yeah.
Guy Ritchie, 45. Mr. Madonna.
Yeah.
Or former Mr. Madonna.
Randy, he's a director, though, too.
He directed Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Randy Johnson, the big unit, is 50.
Wow.
Colin Firth, who's one of my favorites, is 53.
In the perfect movie, maybe. Maybe the perfect movie.
I would have to agree the King's Speech is that good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Oh, I thought you were referring to Pride and Prejudice.
No,
Scott.
Actually, the King's Speech.
Joe Perry from Aerosmith, 63. Bill O'Reilly, 64 years old.
Wow.
Jose Feliciano is 68. Danny Hutton from Three Dog Night is 71, and Arnold Palmer and his T are 84.
Amy Irving, she doesn't have to work anymore. Married to Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
Helps.
She's not hurting any.
No. And Karl Lagerfeld, the designer dude.
There's a rose named after him.
Is there?
It's kind of a purplish color.
All right.
Mauvish.
Well, there you go. It's a marvelous mauvish rose.
Fabulous.
Yeah, okay. All right. Anyway, he's 80.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right. Congress has yet to approve a continuing resolution. Now, by the end of the month, they don't do that. They need to fund the government. Now, let's highlight some of the ways it could stand to cut some of the spending. For example, the federal government spent $2.2 million studying why 3/4 of lesbians are obese. By the way, this despite sequestration mandated budget cuts that critics warned would delay progress in medical breakthroughs. Or how about the National Institutes of Health? Well, they're spending $379,000 on a study that sends text to adolescents encouraging them to walk. Here's an idea. How about parents be responsible and tell their kids to go outside and play? Burn a little of that energy. Just a thought. Anyway, is that the productive use of your tax dollars?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-334-6760. That's 1-800-334-6760. 1-800-334-6760.
The Dow Jones Report, brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice. Making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979-220-3018. 401ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
Encouraging news for job seekers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The pace of job creation should pick up over the next 3 months. Manpower reports the hiring outlook is improving. Employers that expect to add jobs in the fourth quarter outnumber those expecting layoffs by the biggest margin since the fourth quarter of 2007. If you'll be looking for temporary work during the holiday season, you should find a lot of opportunities in wholesale and retail. Wherever you're headed, it's likely you'll pay more to stay over. Hotels.com says hotel prices continued to rise in the first half of the year. The average was 2% higher than in the first 6 months of 2012. The trend of more expensive hotel rooms started at the beginning of 2010. Some of Microsoft's biggest investors think it's time for a turnaround expert to take the helm. Reuters reports there's a push to consider Ford CEO Alan Mulally and Computer Sciences chief executive Mike Lawrie as candidates to succeed Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What do you suppose she's thinking in there?
Probably princesses, I hope. She's going to be okay, right?
When a loved one faces a serious illness, families need answers. That's why Siemens developed the first-of-its-kind scanner that can lead to faster diagnosis, allowing treatment to begin sooner.
How is she, doctor?
I've got good news. Somewhere in America, there's new hope happening in the world of healthcare. Siemens Answers.
Membership streamlines business expenses.
At WaggleWorks, we help build animatronics for theme parks around the country. When we're on the road, we rack up a ton of expenses, but we're never weighed down with receipts.
Introducing Receipt Match on business cards from American Express Open. Just shoot your receipts with your smartphone, and they're matched up with your charges on your online statement.
I'm John Kaplan, and I'm a member of a synchronized world.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does. Learn more at open.com. Terms and limitations apply.
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Family Home Health and Hospice is your trusted local provider of home-based medical services, offering post-hospital therapies, advanced illness management, and hospice care in the comfort of your own home. Family Home Health and Hospice can also provide a smooth transition from curative to comfort care for individuals with a life-limiting illness. Family Home Health and Hospice is locally owned, Medicare certified, and Joint Commission accredited. Call 979-764-9000 or find us at familyhh.com. Let our family care for yours, because no one cares like family.
Don't spend another football season waiting on a table somewhere and fighting the crowds to get there. This year, say goodbye to the game day traffic by saying hello to an outdoor kitchen from Line Home Products. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor setting for any game day occasion. They offer custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Whether you just want to relax outdoors with your family or entertain guests for this fall, Line Home Products has you covered. Visit linehomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E homeproducts.com or call 979-229-9051.
Good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brazosbounty.com. About 94 or so for a high temperature today. It'll cool off nicely tonight to about 72. No mention of rain in the forecast, just saying, so that you know about that. If you want to look ahead to Saturday, if you're going to the game or you got something else going on, high temperature about 95 degrees, 95, and that's, kickoff, that's probably about what it'll be. So there you go. Right now the winds are out of the east at 7, and relative humidity is 94%. We've got 75 degrees.
On your next doctor visit, you'll likely only get a couple of minutes with the doctor, so you have to be prepared to say the right things. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Here's an OTC business profile from SpotlightStock.com. Refill Energy, ticker symbol REFG. Refill Energy provides powerful solutions for a complex industry. REFG's technology ensures regulation compliance, allowing producers and providers to meet growing demands. Talk to your broker about Refill Energy or enter ticker symbol REFG. That's ticker symbol REFG. See SpotlightStock.com for full disclaimer.
If you have too much credit card debt, there is help. Family Financial Education Foundation is a nonprofit agency that has helped thousands of people get out of debt. They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and stop the collection calls. They're nonprofit, so they're here to help you, not gouge you. Call now 888-789-4173. 888-789-4173. 888-789-4173. Not available in all states. Going to the doctor. If you want to get the most out of every doctor visit, you need to prepare.
Increasingly, studies have shown that doctor visits have gone under 17 minutes, and so far they seem to be getting shorter. And one of the most important things people to understand is taking a comprehensive and accurate history is still the most important tool doctors have to get the right diagnosis.
Family physician Dr. Davis Liu, author of the book The Thrifty Patient.
Because of the partial information in a short time visit, they might jump to the wrong conclusions. So patients must give the doctor the information that they need by understanding how doctors think about the process. Very simply, you've got to be a great storyteller. Set the agenda early. List what you want to talk about and list the most important problem first. Describe each problem briefly. Tell them in chronological order. Talk about what makes the problem better or worse and what other symptoms you've noticed.
And listen to this. On average, doctors wait only 23 seconds before interrupting patients during a doctor visit. So it's very important to have your story ready to go and tell it well. And there's another problem after you leave the doctor's office.
A Mayo Clinic study found that patients remember less than half of what doctors tell them during the office visit. It's absolutely critical that you know what the diagnosis is. If you're not sure, have your doctor write it down. If you need to do tests, remember that you always want to get results. Never, ever accept the phrase, no news is good news.
You can link to Dr. Liu's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
How important is it for your high school senior to stay in school, perhaps obtain a scholarship for college, or maybe even win a new car? Atkinson Toyota Scion is proud to bring you the second year of the Atkinson It Pays to Stay program. One lucky high school senior in the Brazos Valley with perfect attendance their senior year will win a brand new Scion TC from Atkinson Toyota Scion. Only graduating high school seniors may register. Go to AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com. Registration deadline is October 1st, 2013.
Don't spend another football season waiting on a table somewhere and fighting the crowds to get there. This year, say goodbye to the game day traffic by saying hello to an outdoor kitchen from Line Home Products. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor setting for any game day occasion. They offer custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Whether you just want to relax outdoors with your family or entertain guests for this fall, Line Home Products has you covered. Visit linehomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E homeproducts.com or call 979-229-9051.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Police departments in the Twin Cities are conducting undercover operations to bust loud parties and underage drinking.
Bryan Police made 8 arrests last Friday night at an apartment complex on Carter Creek between East 29th and Briar Oaks. According to the arrest report, they were at a fraternity sorority rush party that was attended by 150 before they arrived. After the officers told the host they lived across the street, they were told they were welcomed anytime. One of the hosts filled up an officer's empty beer can from a keg without questioning his age. While the 3 undercover officers stayed in character, 4 more policemen arrived. Three were arrested for furnishing alcohol to minors, and five underage drinkers were ticketed for possessing alcohol. Meantime, College Station police out in an unmarked pickup on what's called its party patrol. On Friday night, the truck was sent to the report of a loud party at 2819 Horseback between Southwest Parkway and Rain Tree east of the freeway. Out of an estimated crowd of 20, the only arrest was for someone trying to flee officers. In addition to that activity, Brazos County jail records indicated 22 arrests for drunk driving and another 13 for public intoxication last weekend. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan man jailed for the last month and a half for possessing marijuana is in isolation after being accused of assaulting another inmate. Sheriff Chris Kirk says 20-year-old Adrian Monroe of Bryan broke the jaw of another 20-year-old, Devontae Shepherd of College Station.
These two people apparently had a rivalry out on the rec yard involving a basketball game. So it all stems around some hard feelings over that, apparently.
Sheriff Chris Kirk says all protocol was followed by jail staff.
It was a surprise attack. None of the jail staff was aware of the situation, and we had an immediate response. In fact, we think that had we not interjected ourselves so quickly that he might have been even more seriously injured.
Kirk says no other inmates were involved in the incident. Sirens wailed on the A&M campus yesterday morning over a rotten banana.
The response from emergency responders went very well. Once they received the call of the smell of gas, the fire department was sent out to the scene, as well as our health and safety personnel and police.
Lieutenant Alan Barone at University Police says a fire alarm was pulled after an employee smelled what they thought was natural gas. After the building was evacuated, the gas was traced to a very old banana in a third-floor trash receptacle. The A&M Health Science Center has its third leader in the last 12 months. On October 1st, Brett Girard takes over for Jer Peterson, who was the interim president following last year's resignation of Nancy Dickey. Girard has been with the A&M system for 5 years, most recently as vice chancellor. His work includes bringing a potentially $3 billion partnership over the next 25 years. A&M, pharmaceutical companies, and the federal government are involved in the Center for Innovation in Advanced Development and Manufacturing. The local Better Business Bureau has 5,000 magnetic bookmarks to give away.
They're chock full of good information. If you have a computer, you can go visit some sites, or you can call these folks up to get information that you may need. For example, if you want to stop unwanted sales calls, you can go to donotcall.gov, so there's information on that. If you want to get your free credit report, there's information there. If you just want some consumer information, you can get that off of this card too.
The BBB's Bill McGuire says call their office and they'll mail one, or stop by their office in College Station to pick one up. Smart programming of lawn sprinkler systems can reduce water consumption.
People will often think, well, I've got to water every day because it's so dry out, but really you still want to water as long as you can without runoff, and then back off and then water again to get that water to soak in. And when you do that, you'll find that your grass can go a long time in between waterings.
Jennifer Nations at College Station Utilities says customers have been using an average of 24 million gallons a day, spiking to near 27 million gallons the first Monday of the month, a number that comes close to the city's daily production capacity. And while the 75th anniversary of College Station will have its official celebration in 2 months, there are events between now and then. Committee Chairwoman Linda Harvell says presentations are available to service clubs and other groups.
I made a presentation to the Kiwanis Club, College Station Kiwanis Club, this past week. They started in 1945. And what's fun about going to the service clubs, everybody has knowledge of a little piece of College Station history that we don't know about.
November 15th is the homecoming celebration at Brian Bachman Community Park. Harvell says they are looking for more entertainment for that event. Online at WTAW.com, you can find contact information. The grand opening of an anniversary exhibit at the Bush Library will be the following day. Harvell says later this week, they'll be moving items to the library. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 73 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by the Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
SCONA has a special program this afternoon at 5:30. It'll be held in the MSC Gates Ballroom on the A&M campus. The Student Conference on National Affairs, SCONA, will be putting on the event. And again, it's free. It's called Severing the Pipeline, American Energy Independence. And it'll be a forum between David Porter, who's a member of the Railroad Commission, and Dr. Stephen Holdrich, who is the former head of the Department of Petroleum Engineering at A&M. They will be discussing how America will become energy independent and how that will affect the country and the world as well. Once again, it's at the MSC Gates Ballroom, and it's at 5:30, and it's this afternoon. So if you'd like to go, remember, there's no charge. It's a presentation of MSC's SCONA, Student Conference on National Affairs. Again, the discussion will be dependence, the Severing the Pipeline, the American Energy Independence Forum. 5:30 today, MSC Gates Ballroom on the A&M campus.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
638, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill, bell-bottom piers, and lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers.
This morning we're watching a plume of moisture come in around the Houston area. It's passing to the east of College Station this morning. Going to keep a watch on it because it could help produce a shower or thunderstorm around here today. I think we'll have clouds and some sun. Watch for a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs today about 90 to 95. Tonight skies will turn partly cloudy, 75. Partly sunny tomorrow, 95. Partly sunny, 90 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolden for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Same thing we always do.
That's Coach Sumlin about getting ready for Alabama. That's all. We're going to cover that, plus a whole lot more in sports. Alabama does come to town. There's a lot of interesting stuff going on with CBS as they cover this. Visited some with Vern Lundquist in a teleconference, and there's just a whole lot more with NFL last night and Monday Night Football, Major League Baseball, and the U.S. Open. We'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
The President of the United States will address America tonight about the serious situation. The White House apparently considering this. See, this, they found a way to ginormously kick this can down the road for like 45 days or so. Okay, having to do with this idea of, well, they'll just turn all their weapons over to international control.
Well, the funniest thing is in the press conference with John Kerry, he's like, you know, if they get rid of them, yeah, we'll think about it.
Well, that's, and it was an offhanded statement. So, first of all, stupid of him to do that, because he was asked whether there was anything that Assad could do that could avoid the attack. And as you say, he just kind of rolls that out there, just, you know, trying to be funny.
And the Russians went, oh.
And not only that, but then it suddenly becomes the Russian initiative. Okay? It's their idea now. They did it. They came up with it. So the Russians get to take credit for this. And, of course, for their part, Syria says, quote, "We welcome the Russian initiative. We also welcome the wisdom of the Russian leadership, which is trying to prevent American aggression against our people." So there you are. Hillary Clinton has publicly weighed in now. She is...
In front of everybody?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think verbally weighed in. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
come on, it was
yeah,
there. Well,
that was cute. Yeah, why not? That's exactly right. You're going, wow, she's that big, huh? Anyway, Well, if you've ever seen her cankles, you know, that's...
Oh!
What? She's got fat ankles.
I think of Hillary Clinton, I don't think of a fat person.
Well, I'm just telling you, she's got fat ankles. I saw them in person. I know it's true. So there. Anyway.
You were checking out Hillary Clinton's ankles.
I didn't say that. I said I saw them in person. I wasn't checking
it out.
I find
that awfully dodgy.
As she walked up on stage, the first thing I thought is, wow, she's got fat ankles. But anyway. Speaking at a previously scheduled White House appearance, she said in part, quote, achieving a political solution that ends the conflict is in the interest of the United States. Yada, 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 yada.
Have y'all read the, is that letter true that's circulating that's from Mr. Putin?
About
Obama, about this whole conflict. There's just a lot of strong language in it.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Where was it published?
I've just seen it in a lot of different places with people posting it, but it's called something like From Russia with Love, but it's basically saying like, you idiots.
Well, he would say that whether it's printed or not. And of course, if it's on the internet, then of course it's true.
That's what I'm asking. I wasn't sure.
Americans are apparently even more opposed to a military strike in Syria now than they were just a week ago.
Good.
Latest poll, 63%. That's up from the 48% from a week ago. So we know that. Let's see what else. Oh, and so Chuck Norris has weighed in on this.
Oh, he has.
Yes, he has, as a matter of fact. Chuck believes, and once again, according to the popular Chuck Norris facts, where he can...
Oh, no, well, this might not be true.
He can cut through a hot knife with butter. Anyway, and he's counted to infinity twice. Now he sees through the Syrian president's plan to get America to drop bombs all over his own country. This is the quote from the website from Chuck Norris, supposedly. And it was on the internet, so it's true. It might sound crazy to some that Assad would want the U.S. to bomb his own country, but remember, he's a dealer in lunacy and a high-risk roller autocrat. If Assad is willing to kill his own people, which clearly has been demonstrated for months and years, do we really think he cares if the U.S. joins in his dirty work, especially when he can parade the innocent civilians murdered in the U.S. bombing sprees? Mm. Thus, Chuck Norris speaking from...
That sounds like a real Chuck Norris
quote. It does,
quote.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, something that Putin said was, basically he called out the media. He said, they're just a bunch of prostitutes, is what he said, just looking for whatever Obama wants them to say and then saying it out, and then talking about how the media has been focusing on the rebels, but
he's... I kind of like prostitutes.
He's like challenging us to look deeper. It was like, you know, you're... Press doesn't even actually come over and see what's going on. They just base everything off of whatever is pumped to them and whatever they think Obama wants them to say. They figure it out, and then they just broadcast that. But, yeah, when I read prostitute, I was like, oh, my.
Well, the only difference between Russia and the United States when it comes to the media is if the Russian media doesn't do what Putin wants, he just has them killed.
Yeah. So,
you know, there's a little difference.
You
there.
Feel righteous and you will like it.
Yes. Another day, another episode of Rush tossing out a little rhetorical bomb there at the president.
Oh, no.
Some folks saying this one borders on being racist. I mean, during the show yesterday, Rush says, quote, Bush had shock and awe. We're looking at shuck and jive here. Okay? So he said, that's what I'm going to name it. This Obama operation in Syria is Operation Shuck and Jive.
Pretty sure Rush doesn't care if anyone calls him a racist.
Well, yeah, but it's interesting because... Here are all these people pounding on Rush now. Salon.com's editor-at-large, Joan Walsh, said, quote, you know Rush Limbaugh is a racist troll, and he's proud of it. His audience expects it. He's always looking for a new low with this new president. With this new president? And he hit one today. He's not a new president,
no.
But nonetheless. So shuck and jive is borderline racist, okay? Borderline racist. Let's go to the presidential news conference. The next voice that you'll hear will be Jay Carney at the White House briefing.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Ah, I've done it again. Wrong book. Thanks. Sorry. I'm going to shuck and jive.
Excuse me. Jay Carney can say shuck and jive.
He's a racist pig.
That's right. So there. Just remember, if Rush says it, it means something different than if Jay Carney who works for the president of the United States.
Oh, great. Google. It's come to this.
Yeah, yeah. So there. Yes. That's it. That's all. So the president speaks tonight. He knew not to do it last night because football was on.
Yeah, nobody paying any attention.
So tonight he made sure that most of the major networks have nothing but reruns so that we can watch him. And I guess his address is at 8 o'clock tonight. So there. It's 6:46.
You just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra, the truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site, and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't, so get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra, complete with complimentary Toyota care. A great deal, a great reason to come in today. Get 0 for 60 plus $2,500 on a 2013 Tundra Crewmax Special Edition for a total savings over $6,900. Toyota, let's go places. Visit GSTOffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/30/13.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 14th, it's grafting tomatoes. Grafting is often done to increase yields and help combat pests and disease. Come learn how to do it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you own property, you own a landscape. Hopefully you're proud of your ownership, but if you're not, this is a fine time to make changes. Good landscaping is easier with a plan, and fall is a great time to put that plan into effect. I'll be back with details right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Any home improvement project starts with a plan, just as you wouldn't think of adding even one small room to your home without some type of architectural drawings. You shouldn't go into a landscaping project without the same type of planning. You can draw your plan yourself if you know plants and if you have a good feeling for how things need to fit together. If you're short on either of those, look for the advice and guidance of a professional. Decide exactly what you want your landscape to accomplish. You want it to provide good and direct access to the house, and you certainly want it to complement and enframe your home. Shade may be a concern, as can privacy, sound screening, and security. You'll probably want your landscape to provide color through the seasons and space for outdoor entertainment, including room for a spa or a pool and space for the kids to play. You may need enclosure for pets, and you may want space for fruit or vegetable gardening. Most of all, though, you want your landscape to beautify. Your next step is to look over your home site with a critical eye. If it's a new lot, are there trees that need to be removed? I hope not. Are there existing plants that should be featured? If you're redoing an existing garden, determine which plants should be saved and which need to be replaced. Just as you assess any existing plants in your landscape, you also need to evaluate the hardscape as well. That's a term that refers to all the non-living portions of patio surfaces, fences, arbors, and patio covers, utilities, driveway, hills and valleys, retaining walls, and so on and on. You need to consider them carefully to determine which stay and which will go. Your landscape needs to reflect your goals and your preferences. If you have plants you especially like, tell your architect or landscape designer. If you have those that you don't like, let them know. The same goes for hardscape features, and it also applies to the overall look of the design itself. There are many outstanding architects and landscape designers who do wonderful work on home landscape plans. Make a list of several whose work you admire or who come with good recommendations from nurserymen or friends. Meet with them as your time permits. Trust your initial instincts as well. Make sure you can communicate with the architect you eventually choose. Once you've chosen the architect you want to work with, schedule an initial meeting in which you can outline all your objectives and ask then for some kind of interim drawings to make sure that things are on track. I'm Neil Sperry, and we'll talk about imponderables in gardening in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It's 6:51. It wasn't much over a year ago that A&M shocked, well, pretty much everybody, even the folks here in Aggieland.
Four-man Alabama rush. Got him. No, they didn't. Oh, my gracious.
Yep.
How about that?
Can't teach that, can you? And you can't defend that.
That's Vern Lundquist in the gag from a year ago, and we'll find out what he has to say about this here in just a second. The festivities for Saturday's big game keep growing. ESPN's Game Day will be here, as will most of the national media. Now the Nissan Heisman House will also be here. CBS even has a Johnny Cam, one camera that will do nothing but follow Johnny football during the game. That's just some of the things that are surrounding the hottest game in recent memory. During a teleconference yesterday, Vern Lundquist even weighed in on the significance of this game in his career.
Just to state the obvious, this is the biggest first game that we've had in the 14 years I've done it.
Coach, someone was asked about all the goings-on and what he was doing to keep his team focused for the extracurricular surrounding the game, and in typical Kevin Sumlin style.
Same thing we always do.
Which is, can you elaborate?
Nope.
Pre-game is set for 1:30. Kickoff is at 2:30, and all the action is live on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And by the way, the SEC announced that the A&M versus SMU game at Kyle Field Saturday, the 21st of September, will kick off at 6 o'clock Central Time and will be televised on ESPN2 or ESPNU. In Monday Night Football, before Monday Night Football, St. Joseph scored early and often on their way to a 61-0 victory over Temple Holy Trinity. Nick Damon scored 5 touchdowns on the night for the Eagles, who improved to 2-0 on the season. And you can find more of your favorite teams at BrazosFootball.com. The AP Top 25 or Top 10s came out also for high school football. Navasota is up to 3, and Franklin jumped up to number 9.
41-yard field goal attempt for the game. Good snap, good hold on its way, and it is good as the clock goes to 0. And the San Diego Chargers can't believe it, but the Houston Texans have won.
Former Aggie standout Randy Bullock drilled a 41-yarder as time expired to complete Houston's comeback of a 31-28 victory over the Chargers, and they were in San Diego. The Chargers led 28-7 in the third until Matt Schaub threw 2 of his 3 touchdown passes, and Brian Cushing returned an 18-yard interception for a touchdown. Here's Cushing.
It's a situation where I really try to show blitz a lot. You know, they know I'm the primary blitzer on our team, and basically they slid protection to us. I was able to get under a route that Phil Rivers never saw me on, you know, playing zone. I just read his eyes the whole way and just jumped the route.
The Philadelphia Eagles won their first game under new coach Chip Kelly by scoring 33 points in the 33-27 win over the Washington Redskins. Here's the new Eagles coach.
It's a situation where
the one thing we learned is that there's a lot of things we can do a little bit better. We got a lot of tape to coach off of, and it's one victory. It's a big victory because it's in the division, but, you know, it's just one victory.
Michael Vick threw for 203 yards and a pair of touchdowns. RG3 and company did try to make a comeback late in the game, though.
Rafael Nadal has won the U.S. Open for a second time.
Rafael Nadal beat Novak Djokovic 6-2, 3-6, 6-4, 6-1. It's the 13th Grand Slam title for Nadal, who also beat Djokovic in the 2010 U.S. Open final. NASCAR has handed down several penalties to Michael Waltrip Racing that allow Ryan Newman to replace Martin Truex Jr. in the chase for the championship. The punishment is a result of the MWR teammate Clint Bowyer intentionally spinning with 7 laps remaining, causing a caution that led to Newman dropping from 1st to 3rd in Saturday's race at Richmond. Darrell Waltrip Racing was fined $300,000. General Manager Ty Norris was suspended indefinitely, and Truex, Boyer, and Brian Vickers were all docked 50 points apiece, dropping Truex to the 17th spot in the Sprint Cup standings. In Major League Baseball, Jonathan Villar's two-run single highlighted a four-run inning, and the Houston Astros rallied past the Seattle Mariners 6-4. And rookie right-hander Garrett Cole had a career-high 9 strikeouts over 7 innings to lead the Pittsburgh Pirates to a 1-0 victory over the Rangers. Here's Ron Washington on Yu Darvish's performance.
All he can do is pitch. He can't control anything else, and he's done a good job of doing that. You know, he can't control the run production. All he can do is keep you in the ball game, and he did that tonight.
And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley's inpatient facility is the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley, offering short-term acute hospice care. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
As much as things change, they stay the same. Over the years, the banking industry and Texas have evolved, becoming more efficient, making life easier. And at Spirit of Texas Bank, we have all the latest tools for your banking needs. But we haven't forgotten the most important part, you. And that's why we say we're Texans helping Texans. Come see us today and let us give you the friendly experience that hasn't changed since the beginning.
Spirit of Texas Bank.
Well, remember, your utility bills generally can always go down, and what's great is that Intercon has solutions for you to make that happen, and some can happen right away. For instance, solar screens, and as we continue to have some hot weather, and we have to worry more about the heat than the cold here most of the time, the folks at Intercon can help you with that, because the solar screens, you can choose the amount of blockage you want, whether it's 70%, 80%, 90%. But just like with their windows, they'll come out, they'll give you an estimate, and then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure because Intercon has good products at fair prices, and they've been satisfying customers for decades here in the Brazos Valley. Now, remember, the windows can help you as well because those are energy-efficient vinyl windows, and this is a crew that works for Intercon all the time. Their crews are here all the time. They're not, and I say that because big-box stores generally will bring people in who'll do the work, and then they're off and gone to someplace else. Not the case at Intercon because it's a homegrown company. And remember this, if you're a BTU customer, they have some initiatives that can help you to pay for this work that Intercon does. So get in touch with BTU if you're a customer and find out what the guidelines are, and get in touch with Intercon. 823-3639, it's Intercon.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? You often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers has been helping the Brazos Valley with hearing solutions for over 50 years. If you're concerned about your hearing, schedule a free hearing test at Audible Hearing Centers. Call 779-3070. Find out if a hearing aid is right for you with a free hearing test. Call 779-3070 or visit audiblehearing.com.
Get down to the AT&T store at 1505 Texas Avenue South in